Grace and peace to you from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Today is Confirmation Sunday. Later in the service, we will hear Kirsten and Ben take their vows of faithfulness before God and before His church. They will be publicly confessing the faith that they were given in their baptism and thus joining as a communicant member of this congregation at St. Peter's. Confirmation was not commanded by God, and it is not found in Scripture, but it was created as an intense period of study and instruction in the faith and in the Scriptures, not meant to replace, but to strengthen and deepen the instruction of faith found at home. Furthermore, confirmation is not a graduation. It is a single step in the lifelong process of your sanctification, which, if you remember what that means from the second article, your process of becoming holy. This is something that began when you were given the Spirit in your baptism, but it will not be made complete until Christ comes again and raises you new in the new heavens and the new earth. This is a lifelong process, confirmation being just one part. However, it's hard to not view confirmation as a type of graduation. After all, we have a ceremony, we dress them up in gowns, and they come before the congregation. So if we must view it in some ways as a graduation, then Ben and Kirsten, view it as more of a graduation from boot camp. You have been given the tools necessary, and you have been trained in how to use them. But the easy part, no matter what you may think about confirmation class, is behind you. The war is ahead of you. For this is why you were instructed. You know that even though I was a bit tough on you, perhaps in confirmation class, through the interview which got you to this day, I helped you along quite a bit. And that's because you have not arrived. None of us have. But it is a continual process of learning and of being with Christ. For in here we hear the word of God, but out there we hear other voices seeking our time and our attention and our loyalty. And that is where the war is fought. Listen to the gospel lesson today. I could not have picked one better myself. We hear Jesus speak of a most profound truth. He tells us, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit." By saying this, Jesus is revealing a very profound spiritual truth, one that is very fundamental to our faith, in a very simple and practical way for us to understand. He is the vine. As we think of a grapevine or a watermelon vine or any kind of vine that you may please, we know that if you take a branch from that vine and cut it off, there's no hope for that branch. For it has lost its very source of sustenance. It has lost its very source of nourishment. It has lost its very source of life. And so that branch, once cut off, will wither and die. And as Christ says, it will be picked up and thrown into the fire. But the branch that remains connected to the vine bears fruit. And as we can see and know from our own gardening or farming, where that branch does not bear fruit, we prune, we clip, we cut off all the dead stuff so that the nourishments that are given may go to bearing more fruit. We are the branches. Christ is the vine. When we abide in him, you will bear much fruit. But if we are ever severed from the vine, then we will surely be cut off and die. But how do we become branches of the vine in the first place? We had many discussions during our confirmation, something I tried to drill into you and I hope will stick through the rest of your lives. We see it here with Philip and the eunuch. The Spirit guides Philip out to this Ethiopian eunuch who has come to Jerusalem for worship. He has joined himself and acknowledged the true God of Israel. Though he himself is not a Jew, and though he himself has not entered the covenant promise through circumcision, he is what we would call in this time a God-fearer. So he is sitting there returning from Jerusalem after having worshipped, and he is reading the book of Isaiah. However, he is not yet connected to Christ. He has not yet received the Spirit, for he reads the scriptures and he does not know what they mean. The Spirit, we know, as we learned in confirmation, works through means. He works through the Word. He works through the sacrament. And we know that he has given you a pastor, that he may instruct you in the faith and confirmation, that he may deliver the word to you from the pulpit, and that he may administer the sacrament for you in the baptismal font and at the altar. God works through means, and he works through people. So the Spirit sent Philip to this eunuch. And when Philip overtook him and heard that he was reading from the prophet, he asked him, "Do you understand what you mean?" This is a good confirmation question. He responded with, "How can I, unless someone guides me?" We need to be instructed in the faith. The Spirit works through the people in your lives that have been given to you, your parents, your pastor, the other members of your family in the faith. You need to be instructed. And as I hope you have come to learn, as this eunuch has learned, that even this random piece of scripture from the book of Isaiah, it all points us to one thing, one person. Scripture was written that we might believe in the name of Jesus Christ and have life in his name. So beginning from this scripture, Philip took the eunuch and explained to him the gospel. How Jesus came into the world, how his life, his suffering, his death, his resurrection and his ascension for you and for me, how it saves us, how it gives us life, and how it grafts us to the vine. And having been given faith through the word, he stops and he asks Philip, There's water right there. What's preventing me from being baptized now? So in the means of grace, in the word and sacrament, this eunuch was joined to Christ. And before, when he was in confusion and not understanding, now he goes away rejoicing. For he knows his Redeemer. He knows that he's been grafted and is a branch to the vine, the true vine, the only vine which can give us eternal life. Now, this is the last we hear of the eunuch in Scripture. But I don't think it's the last that we know about him. And hear this, Kirsten and Ben, and all of you who are listening. We don't know in Scripture what happened to the eunuch. But we do know at about this time, the Christian church started in Ethiopia. It was one of the first places that the church started outside of Jerusalem. And that Christian church is still going strong today. He went away rejoicing. He knew he was a branch connected to the vine. And as long as we abide in Christ, as long as we abide in the vine, in the true vine, we bear the fruit of faith, of witnessing to those who do not know him, of standing strong in the face of those who would deny and reject him, and standing strong against those who would persecute us. Because as we go on into our reading of 1 John, we see that there are many voices, many spirits of this age, as I have already mentioned. They are seeking your time. They are seeking your attention. They are seeking your loyalty because they are seeking to pull you away from Christ. Because the truth is, they hate God, and therefore they hate you. And so they will do what they can to sever you from Christ. Because if you are severed from Christ, you too will be destroyed, and God will have lost one he loved. So they are out there and speaking to you. And this is where confirmation as boot camp comes in. Because as you go out, especially as you grow in your faith, these voices will pull at you. They will tell you that you are foolish for believing in such superstitious things. They will tell you that you are foolish and are so naive and you just need to get with the times. They will do what they can to pull you away from Christ. And as you know, if you are pulled away from Christ, there's only one thing for us that remains, and that is death. But there is good news that Jesus gives. And there is good news that John reveals even in this message. These voices, these spirits of the age that tried to pull you away from Christ, they're nothing. They amount to nothing. For Christ has already triumphed over them in his death and resurrection and ascension before the Father. He has already overcome. And did you hear what Jesus said? Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. You are in Christ. Ben, you are a branch of the vine. Kirsten, you are a branch of the vine. And nothing that these voices can do can tear you away from the true vine, which is Jesus Christ our Lord. They are powerless. But you have been given the word to overcome them. You have been given them the word in Scripture. You have been given them the word now as you come to the altar today and receive for the first time the very body and blood of Christ given and shed for you, which paid for your sins, which unites you to Christ's resurrection and therefore gives you life everlasting. This is the faith you have been given. This is the faith you continue to walk in. And this is the faith you will abide in as long as you continue to come and hear God's word proclaimed, as long as you come to continue to receive his body and blood. For those voices that come after you, those voices that seek to drive you away, they've already been overcome in Christ. And by this you know their voices. They do not proclaim Christ. They do not speak the truth of Christ. You have been given the Scripture as your tool for warfare. Use it. Study in it. Be in it. Ask me questions. Just because confirmation is over doesn't mean that you don't have questions. It doesn't mean that you can't learn, Kirsten and Ben and everyone else. We all learn because we are all in this world together. And we all need to be constantly reminded of the forgiveness of Christ. And so hear me today as I repeat those wonderful words of Christ to you. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. So now in your faith, Kirsten, Ben, and all of us, as the branches grafted into the vine, let us go out and bear fruit for our Lord. Amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We continue with our